Commencing Section 2, Teaching on the Etheric Vehicle. Chapter 1, The Nature of the Etheric Body. Much that I may say here may be familiar to a certain extent, because there is a vast amount of information anent the etheric body scattered throughout my various books. It will have its value, however, if students can receive in a few pages a general idea and the basic concepts which under the center most responsive to the quality and type will potently affect the nadis and therefore the nerves in its immediate environment. It must always be remembered that the seven centers are not within the dense physical body. They exist only in etheric matter and in the etheric so-called aura outside the physical body. They are closely related to the dense physical body by the network of nadis. Five of the centers are to be found in the etheric counterpart of the spinal column, and the energy passes through large and responsive nadis through the vertebrae of the spine and circulates then throughout the etheric body as it is interiorly active within the physical vehicle. The three head centers exist, one just above the top of the head, another just in front of the eyes and forehead, and the third at the back of the head, just above where the spinal column ends. This makes eight centers, but is in reality seven, as the center at the back of the head is not counted in the initiation process any more than is the spleen. The powerful effect of the inflow of energy via the energy body has itself automatically created these centers, or these reservoirs of force, these focal points of energy, which the spiritual man must learn to use and through the means of which he can direct energy where needed. Each of these seven centers has appeared in the course of human evolution in response to energy from one or other, or from several, of the seven rays. The impact of these rays upon the etheric body, emanating as they do periodically and ceaselessly from the seven rays, is so potent that the seven areas in the etheric body become more highly sensitized than the rest of the vehicle, and these in due time develop into responsive distributing centers. The effect of these seven centers upon the physical body in due time produces a condensation or a state of what is called attracted response from dense matter, and thus the seven major sets of endocrine glands slowly came into functioning activity. It must here be remembered that the whole development of the etheric body falls into two historical stages. One, that in which the etheric energy, flowing through responsive centers and creating the endocrine glands as a consequence, gradually began to have a definite effect upon the bloodstream. The energy worked through that medium solely for a very long time. This still remains true, for the life aspect of energy animates the blood through the medium of the centers and their agents, the glands. Hence the words in the Bible that the blood is the life. 2. As the race of men developed and consciousness grew greater and certain great expansions took place, the centers began to extend their usefulness and to use the nadis, and thus to work upon and through the nervous system. This produced conscious and planned activity upon the physical plane commensurate to the man's place in evolution. Thus the incoming energy, forming the etheric body, created a needed etheric mechanism with its corresponding dense physical counterparts. It therefore, as will be noted from its relationship to the blood via the glands and to the nervous system via the nadis, both through the medium of the seven centers, became the transmitter of two aspects of energy, one of which was kama manasic, desire lower mind, and the other atmic buddhic, spiritual will, spiritual love, in the case of advanced humanity. Herein lies full opportunity for all, as the law of evolution proceeds to dominate all manifestation. What is true of the macrocosm is true also of the microcosm.